Dr. Debbie Stroman joining us here now in the studio, the host of If You Only Knew / Cover 2 right here on WCHL. And looking ahead not just to the Tar Heels home football game against Miami, but this weekend also marks the start of the NFL season. We've already got one game in the books, Green Bay beating Chicago, but should be a really great weekend. How are you?
I'm doing well. In fact, for those of us who just live for the fall season, the leaves are changing and everybody likes being out in these beautiful, beautiful stadiums. But this season for the NFL, it's wide open. Mm-hmm. Now, the Patriots, most people will just pick them to be in the playoffs and probably make it to the AFC Division Championship. But there is no guarantee that they will repeat. So the season officially is wide open. You could probably name six teams that have a legitimate shot because they have the right quarterback and a good defense to make it to the final game.
And it is a really, really wild year this year because, and correct me if there's anyone in the middle here, maybe there's a couple teams, I guess Atlanta maybe, but every single team that has a really good kind of exciting, electrifying quarterback, that quarterback is either 106 years old or they're in their second year in the NFL. And either way, it's totally up in the air what they're going to do this year.
And you're exactly right, and that is the state of the NFL now, and I think it's due to contracts. Mm-hmm. Because these players that really have proven that they can do it, they can take their team, they have the confidence, they have the skill set, you've got to give them a big contract to keep them. And so that means they stay and they become that super veteran that can, you know, that's marketed to be the one. And then on the other side, you've got these young guns that come in with the big arms like Patrick Mahomes from the Chiefs, and you say, you know what, wow, this guy can play. And you throw them out there, and after that first year, after that second year, then they get the big contract. Mm-hmm. But anybody in the middle, you're basically riding the bench, or you know you're going to be traded from team to team every couple of years.
Yeah, which worked for Testaverde, but not too many other people.
Oh,
right?
You're calling back time.
But I mean, I was thinking of Patrick Mahomes when I was talking about that, and like, oh, we had such a great year last year for the Chiefs. What's his second year going to be? And who even knows? Like, there's so many examples of quarterbacks, and RG3 is one, and Matt Foles is another, right, who had one really great year, and they haven't been able to follow that up yet, at least.
Yes, and that can affect the team in terms of you have a lot of players who will believe in a player, but then there are some who realize, and coaching staffs as well, that this could be a one-year hit. But the game is that, I guess you could say, it has the ability to change and shift. Mm-hmm. And we all know that football is won in the trenches, your defensive and offensive line. And so you can really make a quarterback look outstanding if the offensive line is strong.
Yeah, and we saw that certainly yesterday. You've got two kind of high-profile quarterbacks in Aaron Rodgers and Mitch Trubisky and 13 total points because the defenses were so good, which means that it's not just about the stars on the field. It's also about the schemes and the trenches and the coaching as well. So who are you looking at in terms of calling the plays on the sidelines?
Well, there's no doubt that people are saying the Patriots will be back, so that's AFC. Many people are saying the Chiefs will actually be in the Super Bowl, though. Many thought that last year they would definitely beat them at home, but they couldn't do it. But they're bringing back all the studs, offense and defense. The other teams to look out for, certainly, you have to think on the NFC side. You've got the Eagles. You've got my Vikings. Mm-hmm. You've got New Orleans coming back. But many are saying that it will be the Eagles who could possibly pull it off, okay, or the Rams. The Rams are actually, you know, they did real well as last year. So, again, lots of teams. It would be nice if it were my Vikings. Definitely would love my home team to be in there, Philadelphia. But I really think that this is the year for the Chiefs.
As a Vikings fan and for me as a Lions fan, we both got to be looking at that game last night and going, yes, we've got a chance.
There's hope.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, so we were talking earlier today, speaking of NFL coaches, you haven't mentioned Tampa Bay yet, but the new coaching staff in Tampa Bay, which probably hasn't gotten so much talk as a, you know, strong Super Bowl contender, but you never know with a wide open year and a new coaching staff and some real excitement down there as well, right?
Well, there's no doubt that the NFL needs a good piece of PR. Mm-hmm. And with all the things that are going on with race relations, to me, this is the story. And some media outlets have made it a big announcement. But Bruce Arians, who's known as Mr. Cool with his Kangol hat, has decided to make a statement. And he says it's all about not talking it, but doing it. Mm-hmm. And so this year, his staff, for the first time in NFL history, has three black coordinators, offense, defense, and special teams. Plus, he has two women, mm-hmm, assistant strength coach And the defensive line coach for the NFL Tampa Bay Buccaneers is a woman. And then he has the run game coordinated by a black man. So this diversity, this, you know, walking the talk is really, really making a statement. I know we all got all excited, and, you know, there was debates back and forth around Jay-Z and his package with his partnership with Roger Goodell in the NFL. But that's the unknown. Mm-hmm. That's, we hope. That's something that we imagine. What will it look like? But right now, Bruce Arians is doing it. And so I think more people should pay attention to that. And hopefully, you know, if you have room in your fandom toolkit, that you'll throw Tampa Bay Bucks in there as well.
Yeah. And the partnership with Jay-Z is one thing, but it's also about kind of entertainment, not on the field during the game. This is about putting people in positions of leadership on the field during the game. And that's so much more significant, I think.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, he said that this isn't about color, mm-hmm. Or trying to, you know, make a statement. He says he's looking for people who have been overlooked. Mm-hmm. He's also looking for people that are talented and just need an opportunity. And he's actually used a concept that we use in business and academia called sponsorship. And so what Bruce says is that all you need is one white guy who has some power and willing to use it to leverage. And he's that white guy. And I know that's helped me tremendously at UNC, having that one white male who says, you know what, you've got it, and I want to give you an opportunity. So it's great to see it happening in sports.
Yeah. Also, it's sad that we're still in that position. But yeah.
Well, that is where we are. Yeah. You know, if we go back to the history and how we've developed as a country, if you look at the pyramid, you know, framework for organizations and business generally, white men. Mm-hmm. Certainly we've made some progress, but clearly when you're talking about going to the next level, making a difference, you're talking about healing, everybody has to be involved, and that includes white men. And certainly when you have white men who are conscious, who realize like, we can do better, and that's Bruce Arians, then I want to celebrate them.
Yeah. Speaking with Dr. Debbie Strowman, again, talking about the NFL. So as we wrap up the conversation about the NFL, getting back to predictions for the year, you're saying Eagles, Chiefs in the...
Yes, I would love to see the Eagles, Chiefs, or the Rams. It'd be the Rams and the Chiefs.
I would love it to be the Chiefs. The Chiefs and the Saints are my... Like, as a Lions fan, like, I'm going to be rooting for the Lions the whole time. But they're not making it to the Super Bowl. Let's be perfectly honest. Those two teams, because I've been to both cities during football season. I have never seen a city just so football crazy in a way that you just cannot possibly avoid or ignore as New Orleans and Kansas City. So I'd love it for those fan bases.
Well, definitely New Orleans. I mean, they've got the chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. I was there about a month ago, and there were signs all around town, as in they boycotted the Super Bowl game. They did not watch it.
Yeah.
And then they had signs up actually with the particular time in the fourth quarter when that flag was not thrown against their receiver. So, I mean, they are very, very bitter. And, you know, they've got the great quarterback and Drew Brees, so it would be kind of nice, a good win for them. In terms of the Chiefs, they're like my Vikings, just hearts being broken every year, because clearly they did everything right. And for some reason, and one of my dear friends who's a Chiefs fan, she just said, it's going to fall apart. And I'm like, you keep hope alive. You know, but she just said, we're not going to win. And it happened. And they didn't win.
And they didn't win. Yeah. One of these years, right? One of these years for the Chiefs and the Vikings and the Lions, probably in that order. And then finally, UNC Miami tomorrow. Who's going to win?
Oh, wow. I mean, the spotlight is on. Everybody's going to be watching this game, which works against UNC.
Yeah.
Because Miami, we know, it is sports and entertainment there for their I was going to say football franchise, for their team.
You were right
program.
The first time. Come on.
So they are excited. They've had a week to scout Carolina, and they love for the lights and everything. So they're amazing linebackers. Everybody's talking about all the players that have a good shot for the NFL. It's going to be very, very tough for the Heels. I know everybody who comes out tomorrow to support the Heels, the team is really going to need you to cheer, because you have to do something to upset Miami's cockiness, so to speak. So the first quarter is going to matter. I would love for the Tar Heels to win, but I would be surprised if they could pull it off. And especially when you have a young quarterback under the big, big lights.
Yeah, sellout crowd tomorrow night should be a good one. Check out, are we on Cover 2 season now officially?
Yes, we are.
Yep,
opening
check out
show.
Cover 2 this weekend on WCHL, and then weeknights during the 7 o'clock hour as well. Dr. Debbie Strowman, thank you so much.
Thank you.